Welcome to our Interactive Church Wednesday Midday Testimony Meeting, a Christian Science teleconference hosted by csdirectory.com. We are so happy that you have taken an hour out of your day to participate in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer nearby, the website address of Interactive Church is csinteractivechurch.org. There you will find a turquoise box containing a link to the Order of Service webpage, where links to the text of hymns and other information is provided. During the meeting, we will mute everyone's phone. Muting your phone will help to eliminate background noises, enabling everyone to better hear the service. The reading portion of the meeting is recorded so that people around the world may have a chance to listen to the reading at their convenience. Let us begin our service by singing hymn number 69. I will read all verses. The link to these words of this hymn is provided on the Order of Service webpage. Give me, O Lord, an understanding heart, that I may learn to know myself in Thee, to spurn the wrong and choose the better part, and thus from sinful bondage be set free. Give me, O Lord, a meek and contrite heart, that I may learn to quell all selfish pride. Bowing before Thee, see Thee as Thou art, and neath Thy sheltering presence safely bide. Give me, O Lord, a gentle, loving heart, that I may learn to be more tender, kind, and with Thy healing touch, each wound and smart, with Christly bands of love and truth to bind. Hymn number 69. Welcome to the Interactive Church. The topic of the reading for this meeting is A New Way of Thinking and Living. I shall read from the Bible. A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after the younger son gathered all together, and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would have fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father had bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. Proverbs. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whatsoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Isaiah. They shall not drink wine with a song. Strong drink shall be bitter to them that drink it. Leviticus. Do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. Isaiah. Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them. Proverbs. For the drunken and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. 1 Thessalonians. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. 1 Peter. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end, for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Isaiah. Awake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. Psalms. Into thy hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. Isaiah. Now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Psalms. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I wake with thy likeness. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Ezekiel. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. Ephesians. Put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Isaiah, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. 1 Corinthians. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Romans. Now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envyings. Psalms. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. 1 Kings. Let your heart, therefore, be perfect with the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments at this day. 2 Corinthians. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Matthew. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. I shall now read from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. This conviction that there is no real pleasure in sin is one of the most important points in the theology of Christian Science. Passions, selfishness, false appetites, hatred, fear, all sensuality yield to spirituality. And a superabundance of being is on the side of God, good. We cannot fill vessels already full. They must first be emptied. Let us disrobe error. The depraved appetites for alcoholic drinks, tobacco, tea, coffee, opium, is destroyed only by mind's mastery of the body. This normal control is gained through divine strength and understanding. There is no enjoyment in getting drunk, in becoming a fool or an object of loathing, but there is a very sharp remembrance of it. Suffering inconceivably terrible to man's self-respect. The devotion of thought to an honest achievement makes the achievement possible. Remove error from thought, and it will not appear in effect. Give up your material belief of mind in matter, and have but one mind, even God, for this mind forms its own likeness. Mortal mind accepts the erroneous material conception of life and joy, but the true idea is gained from the immortal side. Through toil, struggle, and sorrow, what do mortals attain? They give up their belief in perishable life and happiness. The mortal and material return to dust, and the immortal is reached. To get rid of sin through science is to divest sin of any supposed mind or reality, and never to admit that sin can have intelligence or power, pain or pleasure. Rise in the strength of spirit to resist all that is unlike good. God has made man capable of this, and nothing can vitiate the ability and power divinely bestowed on man. The old belief must be cast out, or the new idea will be spilled, and the inspiration which is to change our standpoint will be lost. Willingness to become as a little child and to leave the old for the new renders thought receptive of the advanced idea. This mortal is put off, and the new man or real man is put on. In proportion as mortals realize the science of man and seek the true model. When outgrowing the old, you should not fear to put on the new. The new idea, conceived and born of truth and love, is clad in white garments. Its beginning will be meek, its growth sturdy, and its maturity undecaying. When this new birth takes place, the Christian Science infant is born of the Spirit, born of God, and can cause the mother no more suffering. By this we know that truth is here and has fulfilled its perfect work. New thoughts are constantly obtaining the floor. As mortals give up the delusion that there is more than one mind, more than one God, man in God's likeness will appear. And this eternal man will include in that likeness no material element. One moment of divine consciousness or the spiritual understanding of life and love is the foretaste of eternity. To those leaning on the sustaining infinite, today is big with blessings. That concludes my readings.